You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Never win first place. I don't support the team. I can't take direction and my socks are never clean. Teachers dated me. My parents hated me. I was always in a fight because I can't do nothing right. Every day I fight a war against a mirror.
Hello, 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 everybody out there. Hello to you. Hello, it's Michael. It's Breathe and Bounce. And we started off with a great song today, huh? Some South Lothian by Little Miss Pink there, wasn't it? But you know, people love Pink because she's inspiring. And she likes to do a lot of flips at her shows. I mean, she is a hell of a performer, and she's a great songwriter. And we've used her songs on the show before, and I think that song, however, is very, very crucial to the theme that we are going to discuss today. You see, she talked a little bit about looking in the mirror and didn't like what she saw, and I think a lot of people look in that mirror, and maybe it's not that we don't like ourselves, but we look at other people and say, oh my God, look at them. They're so well put together. Their life is so well together. Their family is great. Their kids listen to them. Oh, she has no body fat whatsoever. You know, we find ourselves talking to ourselves this way. And then we start looking at all the things that we did growing up. You know, I mean, I've talked about on the show ad nauseum how I just felt like I screwed so much up in my teenage years, in my 20s. I really messed a lot of things up. I did some things right, but some of the things I did, I still have not forgiven myself or left myself off the hook. It's very difficult when you hurt people to just forgive yourself for that and just to kind of move on and act as if things didn't happen. And maybe that's not what's happening, but either way, I don't want to get too far away from what I'm talking about here. So, I mean, we all really find ourselves comparing to others. We find ourselves telling ourselves lies to give us the permission to belittle ourselves compared to other people. You know, there are people out there who have done awesome things. They've done wonderful things, you know, maybe in fitness, maybe with building things, artwork, music, whatever, but yet they are so hard on themselves, especially if they take a couple bumps back. I was just talking to my friend. Her name's Tracy. She was telling me about how she saw someone in a class that just had this perfect Pilates-like body, and she's like, and that was me, and I did that. And now I'm trying to work so hard to get back there. And I think it's great, but I think you also have to give yourself this grace that you're not required to do so. However, I think things get very dangerous and get very nuts when you start looking at things as kind of a competition. You know, you're like competing. It's like, you know, the whole trying to keep up with the Joneses thing, you know. People say, you know, I got to be like them because they're so perfect. Oh, I got to, you know, in yoga classes, I catch people sometimes saying it and I catch people sometimes doing it. And they compare themselves to other people in the class. You will find people in yoga classes that can do just unbelievable things, you know? And you look at yourself and you're like, oh my God, I can't do that. You know, one of the things that I always had a trouble with was the prayer twist. And to this day, I still do. I still do have days where I cannot hit a prayer twist. A prayer twist is when you are in a lunge and you basically have your hands in a prayer position and you take your left, just starting on your right side, you're in a right lunge, your right knee is out, your left leg is back, and you're taking your left elbow and you're trying to hook it behind your right knee. And it's kind of like it's like this lunge and twist. Everyone's got different names for it, but, you know, it's called a prayer twist from when I started learning yoga, and it's kind of just stuck with me. And sometimes I feel like my stomach is too big and I can't get in the way. Sometimes I feel like I can't just stick the pose. And, you know, sometimes my leg feels tired. And one thing I've learned is if I go down on one knee and try to set it up, I can come back up and I can usually get the pose right. And that's the thing that, the thing about yoga is there's no right, no wrong. You are where you're at. Your level fluctuates daily. You're not going to be at the same place all the time. You are going to get better. And you will, you know, with practice, the more you practice, the more the poses come easier to you, the easier it is to flow, the easier it is to match that breath with your movement. And it takes time. And there are people out there who've been doing yoga for 10 to 20 years, and they might fall down in a half moon and they'll just laugh it off and move on maybe, you know, but people, yeah, we are so hard on ourselves. You know, we really don't give ourselves credit. We really don't give ourselves grace. I should just put a little teddy bear in my room and just call her Grace. And every time I start talking stuff about myself, I can look at Grace and Grace will give me that sad teddy bear look. And I'll be like, yeah, you're right. I need to give myself some grace. But you know, the thing is, there is only one competition that you should do in the world. Only one. And that competition is against yourself. The only person you should be competing against is you. because you can control if you get better, if you get worse. You can control if you do things right or you do things wrong. You can control if you can go up or you can go down. Whenever you're in fitness, whenever you're in life, just think to yourself, it's me versus me. And that's all that matters. That double bass gets me every time. I any song I listen to, all you have to do is put that, and that is just like, you got me. You got me. Just whenever I hear that, I just want to go crazy. You know, I got a comment about the show last week. Someone's like, why do you play all this heavy metal? That's not very yoga-like. So allow me to respond to that. Yoga is about feelings. And I believe music is one of the ultimate gateways to feeling. And I don't really care what genre of music it is. If I believe it's going to invoke a thought, if it's going to invoke a feeling, I will play it. Because Breathe and Bounce is an audio yoga class, more or less. Because when you're doing a yoga class, one of the first things you want to do is you want to learn how to feel. And if I can play music that's going to help you feel something, I'm going to do it. If you don't like that kind of music, that's okay. I mean, you don't have to like all the songs I play. I mean, there are people out there that probably are metalheads that have heard this song, and then they hear someone like Pink, and they're like, what are you doing? And it's because, for me, when I talk about my battle of me versus me, one of the things that I did growing up as a kid, I'll give you a little time capsule here with a little Michael. I grew up mainly listening to heavy metal. You know, in junior high, I discovered pretty much metal. I discovered Motley Crue. I discovered Poison, Cinderella, all the glam metal. But it was cool and all, but it wasn't powerful enough. And that's when I discovered Metallica and Megadeth and Anthrax and Slayer. And just, you know, it's like the further down the metal rabbit hole I went, the harder the music got. Because eventually I got myself to Fear Factory, and then I found more death metal, and then I found Ozzy Osbourne. You think he's like the scariest solo act out there? Well, then I found King Diamond. So it's like I've been all over the place when it comes to music and metal. And, you know, eventually I discovered house music. I started to hear a lot of the Chicago house from, you know, B96, you know, Bad Boy Bill was on, Jumpin' Julian Perez, all those guys. And then that brought me to other types of music. And then I started listening to more B96, and then I found my way into hip hop. And I have just taken a journey through my musical tastes throughout the years. I discovered EDM eventually, you know. I really got into the electronic music more so before EDM became a thing. And a lot of that was because when I went to school at Columbia had WCRX, their radio station, was technically a house station. It was a dance music station. So that's when I discovered people like Duck Sauce and A-Track and Carrie Chandler and God, I can't remember the guy's name now. Bob Sinclair. It's like, I am a musical juggernaut. I know so much music. I even listen to classical. I'll delve into little bits of folk music here and there. I will listen to Nina Simone. You'll hear that on the show. You'll hear all that come out. Anyway, I want to get back to what we're talking about, because what we're talking about is me versus me, or you versus you. And yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You know, we talk about the show. Sometimes I will do a show and I will say, oh, I didn't do it the way I wanted to do it. I don't even think I should put it on the air. There's been times, I'm not going to lie to you, that I have produced entire shows and then I've axed them and said, I don't like it. And then I'll redo the show because I said two things wrong in the show. There have been so many times I've done things like that. And it's kind of irrational, don't you think? So maybe you don't tear everything down. You find the parts you don't like and you work on that. I mean, there are times, yes, where you hit rock bottom and you do have to tear everything down. I've been there. I've done that a few times in my life. I have fallen down and gotten up, as well as I'm sure you might have as well. Maybe you don't talk about it, and that's okay. The point is, we're in a constant battle against ourselves. It's not against everyone out there, because everyone out there has their own stuff going on. Everyone out there has their own issues. People are trying to keep up with the Joneses. People like to do things so they fit in. They like to do things so they look cool. You know, it's funny because I always laugh when I go into Lifetime. I'm the guy that's always wearing metal shirts. I'm the guy that's always wearing crazy pants. I'm the guy that will walk around the gym floor with no shoes on. That's just me. That's who I am. I just am who I am, and I am learning every day more and more how to accept myself. I mean, people will say to me, why are you wearing those pants? I have a pair of Miami Dolphins pants because I'm a Dolphins fan, and one of my friends is like, oh my God, don't wear those ever again. I almost, to make a point, I almost next day that I knew I was going to see her, I was going to wear the pants just to bug her. But, you know, I think, and that's the other thing, I think it's one of the things that's been wrong with me is when people have found things to make fun of me about, I will purposely do them just to irritate them. They'll be like, oh, your hair doesn't look good like that. So then I'll wear my hair like that the next day just to irritate. Because I've always been the constant antagonist. You know, I've always been that person that likes to poke and prod. I would do that on Facebook because I'm, you know, like I mean, if you know anything about me, you know that I'm kind of into a couple Miami sports teams. I was when LeBron James joined the Heat. Oh, my God. I was the worst Heat fan you could imagine. And then people would be like, you can't talk like that. And then I'd be worse. And that was my thing. Was I just purposely would try to argue with people. And I think I was like that because I felt like when I was growing up, everybody picked on me. So that was my way of kind of getting back. And I thought I was being funny and I thought I was being cute. And sometimes I catch myself still doing it. And that was something I had to work on because I know that's not right. I mean, like my wife's a huge Tom Petty fan. And in the beginning of our relationship, I would say anything I could to say bad things about Tom Petty. I never had a problem with him, but I think I just was jealous because she liked Tom Petty. And I thought it would be fun to pick on her about it, which it wasn't. It wasn't cool at all. It was kind of a jerk move. And, you know, I feel like kids do that to each other, too. I grew up with a lot of kids that did stuff like that. So I think it's like we are always trying to battle against ourselves to find a place where we can be better, where we can treat people better, we can honestly treat ourselves better, we can do all these things. And it's a hard process. It's a hard process. I mean, there's two things you can do with yourself. You can either you can look yourself in the mirror and say, I suck, and then list all the things bad about yourself and just completely degrade yourself. Or you can make a list and constructively criticize where you think you are falling short and then try to find a way to fix those things. And it takes a lot. I think it takes a lot to do that. It takes a lot of honesty. And you also have to make sure that you don't get into a place where you find yourself being too critical of yourself and, you know, hurting yourself. Because we don't want to do that. We don't do things for that reason. We don't want to disparage ourselves, make ourselves feel worse, whatever. But, you know, as I always say on this show, we can do this together. It's something that I'm working on, and it's something you can work on. We stand together on this show, you and me. We do everything together. I'm your friend, you're my friend, and we're trying to find each other's greatness, and we're trying to invoke greatness out of each other. And that's what it's all about here on Breathe and Bounce. Trying to find the best version of you, no matter how difficult it is, no matter how much it sucks, no matter how much pain you go through. The transition from caterpillar to butterfly is not easy, guys. And you have to keep telling yourself that. You have to remind yourself of that growth is a painful process. But once you get to the other end, it's a beautiful process. So don't forget, You and I, we're in this together now. You're with me, I with you. The light in me honors the light in you. That's the true definition of namaste, friends. So, that's the deal. You and I, we have a deal. I'm not going to let you fall on your face, and you're not going to let me fall on mine. I'm going to pick you up like you're going to pick me up. I'm going to help you find your edge, your breaking point, your greatness. I'm going to help you crash through that glass ceiling. And if you get stabbed by the glass that lays around you as you do, so be it. Because it will just be a scar to prove that you put yourself through hell trying to fix yourself, trying to get better, and you succeeded. You know, we all have insurmountable obstacles in our way. We all have things we don't want to face. We all have fears. We all have doubts. We all have worries. We all have insecurities. But the thing is, we have to push past it all. We have to push past our limits. And we must find the rainbow. If that's the thing. Finding the rainbow, it means you won. I don't know. But we have to find a place where we feel comfortable in our skin, comfortable to know that we have given everything that we've got. And there are people out there who are so hard on themselves, including me, that they hurt themselves. We're going to talk about that here next, and we're also going to talk about a lot of other things. This is Breathe and Bounce.
I can't stop, whether you know or not. I ain't strong, and there's something in you that I'm dependent on. Worth a shot, even though I've lost the plot. I know it's wrong, but there's something in you that I'm dependent on. Not going out tonight, stay home until daylight. I'm hanging off on my life. I know myself far too well, set myself up to fail. Is that what the future entails? You mean nothing to me. So why do you feel like someone I need? I've been thinking about us. Oh, and I'm feeling in love. Oh, with you here on my side, it seems like I can't do anything right. I've been thinking about us. Oh, and I'm feeling in love. Every day, every day, every day, every day. Feels like I'm moving mountains. Such a shame. Time for me to make a change. With what you've shown, maybe you're just another stepping stone. Lost my name, trying to put out this flame. I don't know, maybe you're just another stepping stone. Going out tonight, stay home until daylight. I'm hanging off on my life. I know myself far too well, set myself up to fail. Is that what the future entails? You mean nothing to me. So what do you feel like someone I need? I've been thinking about us. Oh, and I'm giving in love. Oh, with you here by my side, it seems like I can't do anything right. I've been thinking about us. Oh, and I'm giving in love. Every day, every day, every day, every day. In a way, in a way, in a way, in a way. Feels like I'm moving mountains. It feels like I'm moving mountains. Every day, every day, every day, every day. In a way, in a way, in a way, in a way. Feels like I'm moving mountains. It feels like I'm moving mountains. Every day, every day, every day, every day. In a way, in a way, in a way, in a way. Feels like I'm moving mountains. Feels like I'm moving mountains.
Feels like I'm moving mountains.
Do you feel like you're moving mountains every day? Is that what life is?
Moving mountains.
I guess the answer is yes.
Mountains.
They had to tell me again that we're moving mountains. But that's what life is. Life is all about moving mountains, guys. That's what it is all about. Because when we move those mountains, do you know how great we feel? Sometimes the mountains that we move are bigger than others. Sometimes the mountains that we have are smaller than others. And it's okay. I mean, you should be proud. And it's, once again, like I said, the whole theme of today's show is me against me, me versus me. You're not here to move those mountains to make other people happy. You are there to move those mountains to make yourself happy. And the problem, once you decide to engage in this competition, once you decide to get in this track meet where you and you are in the Coliseum getting ready to run that race, you're going to have people that are going to tell you that you can't do these things. You're going to have people that are going to tell you that you can't stick with it, that you don't have the tenacity, you don't have the fortitude, you don't have it in you to push and make it happen. You don't have it. That's what they're going to say. And it can get quite lonely because, like I said earlier in the show, the distance between being a caterpillar and being a butterfly, it's difficult. Tell me something. When caterpillars are in cocoons, do they got their buddies in there with them? No, they're in there by themselves. They're in that little chrysalis by themselves. Everyone is by themselves when they're going through this growth process. I mean, yeah, you have people that support you. You have people that are there for you and cheer you on. But you're the one that's doing the work. You're the one that's moving everything. You're the one that's moving those mountains. And you can't be hard on yourself if you don't move it to the right place. You can't be hard on yourself if you don't chop down the tree big enough. You have to remember that every day is a process. And as we said on this show millions of times, practice doesn't make perfect. Practice makes progress. And progress is all you need to know. Because as long as you're going forward, as long as you are running forward, no matter how lonely it is, no matter how difficult it might be, you're running that race. And no one's going to stop you. Race. It is a race. But at the end of the day, it's really not a race, is it? My good mentor, Dan Geyer, used to always tell me, Mike, it is not a sprint, it is a marathon. And then the fun part was I heard Ice Cube quote that in a song years later. So, yeah, you know, don't compete against people. There's no prize. There's no prize to win when you're competing against others. There's only pain. There's only suffering. And you don't want to have suffering. Nobody likes suffering. Suffering is a part of life, and if you can find a way to avoid that suffering, then you should. Needless suffering is the worst kind of suffering. And by competing against others, you're going to find that. Because if you, maybe you're looking to get those likes on Facebook or on Instagram. Maybe you're trying to find some way to be like, hey, you know, that sounds great. Yeah, everyone likes me. I got 10 likes today. Yeah. Does it really matter? Does it really matter how many people like you on Facebook? Because are those people showing up to your house and, like, talking to you? No, they probably are. It's easy to like something. Just push the button that says like. And, yeah, that's great. I mean, that's nice and it's considerate that people do that. But is there really deep meaning behind it? Is it going to put food on your table? Is it going to help you with some kind of emotional episode you're having? Is it going to help regulate you? If it is, then that means that you obviously don't like yourself very much. And that's something you might have to work on. That's something that you might have to find a way to find what makes you tick about yourself. And let me, once again, I've said this on this show 1 million times. I'll say it a lot of other times. I'm not some guru here that knows all the answers. Because believe me, this is something I struggle with myself all the time. I will sit there and I will judge myself because of how many people are listening to the show. And this show is still relatively new. We haven't even been here for a year. We are only on episode 37 here. And yet I am like so hard on myself that no one is listening to the show. And I know there are a couple people out there that are listening. And it's okay. Because I'm just going to keep doing it. And I'm going to keep being consistent. And I'm going to keep doing it. And that's what you have to do. It comes to consistency. And consistency is something that I've struggled with for a good portion of my life. Trying to be consistently stable when it comes to my behaviors and my anger and my emotions. Trying to stay consistent with the way I treat people. Trying to stay consistent when I start new habits that would be bettering me. Yeah, we all have those problems. We all have those obstacles. We all have those issues. But we just keep trying to work. It's like I said earlier, practice makes progress. It does not make perfect. We are never going to be perfect. There is not a human being on this planet that is perfect. And if you think you're perfect, I'm sorry to bust your bubble, but you are probably not perfect. And maybe you should really take a deeper look at yourself and see why you feel that way. We all can work on something. There's always something for us to work on. Because quite frankly, if we have nothing to work on, then we're going to be bored. And boredom leads to death, right? So at the end of the day, it's just you follow a couple of simple rules. Number one, always follow your breath. Breathe through everything you can in your life. Your breath will take you places that you never thought you could go. Number two, don't compete against people. Competing against people does not do anything for you. Spiritually, it doesn't do anything for you. Physically, materialistically, anyway. Competition, in my opinion, is one of the worst things in the world. And we don't have to compete against people. If we're playing a sport, fine. Okay, fine. You're riding dirt bikes down the hill. Maybe you're trying to compete to be first. Okay, fine. You're on a baseball team. You want to win the game. Okay, fine. I get that. That's healthy competition. It's healthy until you get all the parents screaming and yelling from the stands at the umpire that they're going to beat the crap out of him after the game. Which, someone's got to do something about that because that's really a problem. We got parents out there digging these kids' sports a little bit too far, you know? And I saw it with my own two eyes when my kids were little. So don't tell me it's not happening. You want to compete against yourself. You want to make yourself better. You want to find a way to push through those walls that you thought you couldn't push. You want to find a way to conquer those challenges you never thought you could. You want to find a way to find that bravery when someone tries to step in your space and, you know, violate your boundaries, where you can stand up and say, no, I'm giving you a boundary. Sit down. You want to do those things. You want to find the courage, the power, the commitment. And that all takes time, especially when you've been conditioned elsewhere by parents who tried their best with you, but sometimes got a couple things, you know, wrong. They were trying their best too. Don't be hateful towards your parents. They tried the best they could. They didn't always get it right either. But it's your job to find a way to make things right, because it is your life at the end of the day. And you just got to keep working at it. Just don't stop. Don't stop breathing. Don't stop living. Don't stop working. That's my advice for you on this show. And it's my advice to me too. Let's go. That's it. It's your life. No one's here to tell you otherwise. No one's here to help you. You know, people are going to try to give you advice. People are going to try to tell you things. I gave you advice too. You don't really have to listen to me. If you are happy with wherever you're at, then, you know, just say, okay, that's Michael. He's just a talker. He just goes on the radio and talks a lot. But, you know, it's just what it is. I don't ever want to tell people, you know, I don't ever want to tell people what they should do or what they shouldn't do, you know? It's not the way we like to do things around here. We like people to go on their own path. I'm just a guide, you know? And that's all there is to it. So why don't we take a moment here and let's, why don't we connect to our root chakra? Because I think our root chakra is a very important chakra to focus on when we're dealing with trying to find a way to be comfortable with our own skin. We have to feel safe and we have to feel supported. So I have found some music to open up the root chakra as we begin our meditation here. So find a comfortable seat, close your eyes, and focus on your breath. As you are focusing on your breathing, I wanted to share a couple of affirmations. I am safe and I am grounded. You can say that in your head or say it out loud. I am safe and grounded. I have a right to be here. Strong, steady, and grounded. I have a right to feel safe. I am strongly rooted in the earth. You can repeat those to yourself. Say them out loud. Just take a nice deep breath in. I'll give you a moment. Deep breath in. And let it out. Remember, there is no ceiling to the things that you can accomplish. There is no brakes that you put on yourself unless you apply them. You can stop you. You can push past your limits, and you can find the place that makes you feel happy. It doesn't all happen in a day, but it happens within time and practice. And go ahead and open your eyes. I want to thank you so much for joining us on the program today. As you know here, you can go to breatheandbounce.com to get more information. Read my weekly column, The Gratitude Chronicles, every Wednesday, right there on breatheandbounce.com. Keep track of dates where I will be teaching or having workshops or things of that nature, because they are coming up. We have plans. Just make sure you get on that website, follow the socials, do whatever you need to do to stay connected to the show. We love you. We're grateful that you're here. And we hope you find everything you're looking for. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May your breath take you places that your mind cannot. Have a wonderful day. Namaste.